各位同学、老师，大家好。
Peace to all of you。
今天不知道怎么样，早上起来就头痛，喉咙痛，流鼻涕。
This morning I don't know what happened, but I've had aches, throat, core throat.
来到这里的时候才发现，翻译的林长老也是喉咙痛。
Also the same thing with our interpreter. I do not have a good voice this morning.
要讲到要翻译喉咙痛，你知道是谁的作为。
And do you know how this happened?
所以好，为我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典，有机会能够在讲台上来服侍你的仆人跟林长老。我们身体软弱，求主你自己来照顾我们，赐给我们力量，让我们在你手中成为有用的器皿。今天的信息，主要让我们大家都同感一个圣灵有所得着。感谢祷告奉主耶稣的圣名， Amen。
好，首先我要做一个考试哈。
First, I'd like to give you a test.
特别是三年级的学生。
Especially for our third-year graduating students.
好，我两年前在这里，讲的主题是什么？
What is the message I gave you 2 years ago?
你们是约书亚的一代。
You are the generation of Joshua.
记得，我就说，你们这一代是耶稣亚的一代，不光是要打胜仗，还要得地为业，为基督赢的新一代的中国。
So you're not just only the generation of Joshua, but you're going to fight a good fight. You're going to have a victorious end, and you're going to possess the lands.
得到中国。
And you must go back to China.
所以在第一讲，我主要针对哪一方面？
So for our first point, this is.
记得我第一讲两年前讲的第一讲是重视哪一方面？三年级的学生。
So could you remember what is my focus during that message?
讲的在神的话语上扎根啊，好好。
And that is we must be rooted in the Word of God.
就在这三年，好好的来读书。好的受造就。
So in these 3 years, you'll be diligent and be edified.
在真道上好好的来受装备。
And you'll be equipped in the truth.
所以这个是头脑上的知识啊。
Of course, it's just simply the knowledge in our mind.
非常的重要。
It is very important.
记得我说要做第二种人，或是第三种人，还记得吗？
But you also remember that you must be a second and third kind of person.
二年级的跟一年级的如果不知道，等一下散会的时候去问三年级的学生，他如果不知道，告诉我他的名。
Okay. So the first year and second year students, you can ask the third year students, and if they cannot tell you, do tell me.
好，那第二讲是去年哈，去讲还是讲到我们是耶稣的一代，然后。
My second message is still on the same topic, that you are still the generation of Joshua.
那第二讲是讲到我们的心。
It talks about our heart.
你要保守你的心，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
We must keep our hearts because everything comes from the heart.
所以那个时候我们讲到大卫跟扫罗不一样的地方，就是大卫和神的心意。
We see the difference between King Saul and David.David is a person after God's own heart.
那和神的心意，原文的意思是他的心跟神的心是一样的。
The meaning is that his heart is the same as the heart of God.
所以我们必须以基督的心为心。
So we must also have the same mind of Jesus Christ.
那今天要讲第三讲。
Today it's my third message.
仍然是耶稣亚的一代。
The title is still.The generation of Joshua.
第一讲讲到头脑。
So the first message is about our knowledge.
第二讲讲到心。
Second message about our heart.
第三讲要讲到脚。
Third message about our feet.
要走出去。
And we must go out.
我们要迈进新的境界。
And we must march into new territory.
或者说要跨进新的领域。
We must cross over to new territory.
那么在旧约里面，在全本圣经里面有很多很多关于这个迈进新领域或者是迈进新境界很多的例子。
We can see a lot of illustrations or verses in the Bible talking about marching into new territory.
所以我们可以随便举几个例子让大家参考一下。
We can go through a few of them.
最主要的就是大家要看到，就是每一次要迈进一个新领域的时候，肯定是会有一些挑战。
Of course, in every case, we would see that it's a new challenge if we are going into new territory.
这当然就意味着有一些攻击，有一些风险，有一些考验，甚至有一些挫败等等。
Of course, there will always be tests, there will always be challenges, there will always be risks.
但是同时，这也是意味着是一个转机，是突破，是胜利，是成长必经的之路。
But in many times, it's also a turning point, and there are many things that could happen.
所以我们先看亚伯拉罕的新境界。
First, we can also take note of the new territory of Abraham.
这个我们大家都很熟。
And we are very familiar with the experience of Abraham.
上帝呼召他离开本地本族父家，到一个陌生的地方。
So God called him out to leave his original place, to go to a place that is entirely unknown to him.
当然就是地理上的迁移，然后跨文化的生活，然后语言上的障碍等等这些挑战。
Of course, it will involve geographical change, cultural change, and even change in language.
那么他这当然也经过一些风险，也有一些失败啊，结果最后他还是能够成为信心之父。
Of course, he went through a lot of crises and even failures, and yet he is still considered the father of faith.
再来我们看摩西的新境界又是什么？
And we can also take note of the new territory with regard to Moses.
当上帝呼召他出来来带领以色列人出埃及的时候，
When God called him out to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
他极度的恐慌，
he was very afraid.
因为过去40年他在旷野里面只是牧羊他岳父的羊群。
Because in the past 40 years, he has been a shepherd of the flock of his father-in-law.
从来没有带过人。
And he has never led people.
对他来说，这个是完全新的一个境界。
For him, it's a new territory.
所以他一再的推辞，一再的拒绝，不愿意接受神的呼召。
So he used different ways, you know, to tell God, no, it's not for me.
甚至连神让他的这个手上的拐杖能够行神迹，他还是不愿意。
And even though he has already seen miracles performed through his staff, he is still not willing to respond.
我是什么人？
He would say, "Who am I?"
他们不会信我的。
They're not going to believe me.
他们也不听我的话的。
They're not going to obey me.
而且我是绝口笨舌的人。
And you know, I'm a tongue-tied person. I don't know how to talk well.
最后，上帝就向他发怒，他才顺服下来。
It's until when God was angry with him, then he obeyed.
最后我们看到他是上帝亲自说他是他在神的家中尽忠的仆人。
And at the end, God labeled him and say that he is faithful in God's household.
你看，这不就是我们自己的写照吗？
Sometimes you will see that could this be a reflection of our own experience?
当我们每一次来到一个新境界前面的时候，我们不也是这样的恐慌，这样的焦虑，这样的胆怯吗？
Even as we face new challenges, isn't that how we feel? We are afraid and we don't know what to do and we refuse to take up new challenges.
现在我们来看约拿的新境界有什么？
And let us also take a look at Jonah.
上帝呼召他来做跨国的宣教。
God called him to do cross-cultural mission.
甚至是一个向一个敌国来传讲福音。
And actually, God called him to preach to his enemies.
对约拿来说，这个不只是一个跨国的一个经验。
So for Jonah, it's not just a crossing the border experience.
这个甚至牵涉到民族意识的一个挑战。
Really, there is that tension between nationalities.
他必须要卸下 他的一些传统的抱负，还要挣脱他民族优越感的这种束缚。
So he has to put down his extra baggages. He has to cross over this racial pride.
甚至还要为这个敌国来求平安。
And he has to ask for peace for his enemy.
所以我们看到他从抗拒直到遇难，然后从悖逆一直到回转，从悔改一直到能够顺服。
So he went through the whole process from rejection to encountering hardships, from rebellion into repentance, and then finally he obeyed God.
这何尝不是一个生命的转机和突破吗？
Isn't this also in a way a breakthrough in a person's life?
再来我们看尼希米更好看的哈。
And we can also see the life of Nehemiah.
很有趣的就是神对他的呼召就跟神呼召亚伯拉罕是完全相反的。
In a way, his call is the reverse of the call of Abraham.
你知道亚伯拉罕神是要他离开本地本族，然后去一个陌生的地方。
For Abraham, it's leaving his home in order to go to a place which is entirely unknown to him.
那尼希米是反过来，他是在一个外邦的国家，神要他回去他自己很熟悉的自己的老家。
And for Nehemiah, it is going back to his own homeland from a foreign land.
要离开那个非常好的环境的一个皇宫，外国的王宫，来跨进一个破坏不堪的一个故土上。
So it's really living a very comfortable life in a foreign palace and going back to his own hometown, which is in a way devastated.
借着修理耶路撒冷的城墙把福音把自己的百姓带回归回上帝面前。
So through the rebuilding of the walls, in a way, he also brought his people back to God.
然后我们看新约初期教会的情况呢，他们怎么进入这个新境界。
And let us also take a look at the New Testament, see how people venture into new territory.
这个初期的教会他们必须离开耶路撒冷这个福音的大本营。
And we see that from the early church, that the church in Jerusalem, they have to leave Jerusalem and went into new geographical places.
他们必须要迈向这个外邦人的一些新境界。
And they have to enter into the lands of the Gentiles.
像安提阿的教会，安提阿的教会他们里面有五个来自不同的地域、不同的背景、不同的社会的地位的五个同工。
In Antioch, we also see a group of leaders. They have different background, coming from different countries, different positions, serving together.
当圣灵呼召他们要从事跨文化宣教的时候，他们必须要先克服彼此之间的不同的地方。
So even before that, God wants to have them do cross-cultural missions. They have to harmonize together.
他们必须要做出一些调整和突破。能够从协调到同心。
So they have to break through some of their differences and come to a harmonious relationship.
因为只有这样他们才能够达成他们的目标。
Because it's only in this way that they can achieve the goal.
所以这是在心理上或是在意识形态上一个很大的一个挑战。
So emotionally and mentally, it is really a great challenge.
我就想到当时我在良友电台服事的时候也是这种情况。
I do remember my own experience when I took up this ministry at FBBC.
那个时候我上任不久，神就给我一个意象。
And even as I begin my ministry there, God gave me a vision.
就是要开始从无线电广播转向到互联网的广播。
And it's really from radio ministry.Into the web.
这完全是从一个很熟悉的一个现况来跨出一大步到一个完全陌生的一个地带。
It's really living a very comfortable zone into something that is entirely new.
我记得那个时候中国老百姓根本连互联网是什么都不知道。
It's at the time when this internet thing it's still not known in China.
我们的同工也是一头雾水，不知道我在搞什么。
Some of my coworkers, they don't understand what I'm trying to do.
所以同工有些人就骂我说我这个是叛徒。
So they labeled me as a rebel.
是对无线电广播不忠心。
And I am not faithful to the radio ministry.
甚至有人在骂我不务正业。
And they also rebuked me, I'm not doing my job.
所以这是非常非常艰难的一件事情，要踏出去，要跨进另外一个新领域，真的是不容易。
So in order to step into a new territory, indeed it is not easy.
但是我们大胆这样尝试下去的时候，我们看到成果。
But if we dare step into that territory, then we would see the fruits.
上帝的带领下面，我们一年后，我们就发现很多人开始在互联网上来听我们的节目。
So even as we in LVBC began using the internet or the web, there people began to use that facility.
到三年之后，我们就发现，在互联网上听节目的比在无线电收音机上听的更多。
And after 3 years, we noticed that people using the internet listen to our program more than using the radio.
甚至我们最后还在另外跨出一个新领域。
And later we enter another new territory.
我们叫做 from online to offline, 就是从这个上线一直到没有线。
So it's from online to offline.
然后我们就是在中国没有收音机，没有电脑都没有问题。
So if you anywhere in China, if you don't have a radio, you don't have a computer.
我们把这个新的工具叫做平板宣教士。
So we give you an iPod.
不是那么好的好 iPod 的一个平板的这个。那今天在中国大概300多块人民币就可以买到一个。
Today in China you can buy that for 300 RMB.
然后我们大量的送去一些这个小晶片。
Okay, so we gave a lot out.
这个小晶片插进去平板上呢他们就可以听到一两百个钟头的节目。
Okay, so it's contained in a very small chip, and then they can listen to hundreds of hours of broadcast.
然后听完之后就来跟我换第二片。
And then after they listen to all of them, then they can change it to another chip.
所以这些都是神的呼召，我们敢勇敢的去踏进去，去跨出新领域。
So all of these are calls from God, and we must bravely follow and obey and step into this new territory.
虽然很多挑战，很多未知数，但是如果我们愿意顺服的话，神还是掌权。
So even though there are a lot of unknowns and there are a lot of challenges, but if we are obedient, God will take care of that.
好，那你们既然是耶稣亚的一代，我们现在来看耶稣亚的新境界。
So since you are of the generation of Joshua, let us see how you should be reacting.
过去神透过摩西来带领他的百姓过红海，绕行旷野。
God used Moses to lead the Israelites through the Red Sea and also through the wilderness.
这40年，他大事小事都由摩西来做主。
So in those 40 years, it is Moses who takes care of everything.
由摩西来承担所有的责任。
And Moses, in a way, took up all the responsibility.
虽然这四十年来有遇到很多很多的挑战，很多很多的艰难。
Although there are a lot of hardships and trials in these 40 years.
但是在摩西的带领下面
，But under the leadership of Moses,
他们从一个几十万人的乌合之众
，or from a group of people, maybe a few hundred thousand,
他们。经过40年的磨练、重整组织，跟现场的一些军事的训练之后，就转型变成一个有素质的一个军队。
In a way, they are very disorganized, but through those 40 years, they are being trained and they become a very organized army.
当这个很有素质、也很有纪律的这个大。军队浩浩荡荡的迫近迦南地的时候
，So after becoming a very disciplined army and they entered the land of promise，
他们在迦南的边境就要刚刚好要跨进这个新营域新境界的时候
，Or even as they come to this border before they enter this new territory，
我们知道当地的百姓，这就他们就轰动起来，他们就虎视眈眈的在等着这些敌人来跟他们打。
And we know that the original settlers, they are waiting there, with a lot of insecurity.
在这个关键的时刻，圣经告诉我们说，摩西死了。
And yet at this very critical time, Moses died.
所以我们看到耶稣啊，第一章开始，上帝就告诉耶稣啊说，我的仆人摩西死了。
So right at the beginning of the book of Joshua, Moses, my servant, died.
他说，现在你要起来，要带领百姓过约旦河。
So you must rise up, you must lead the people cross over the Jordan River.
上帝要他迈进他的新境界。
And God would like him to lead the people into new territory.
当时耶稣的心情，我相信一定七上八下。
I'm very sure that how Joshua was also very afraid at that moment.
因为这个来得太突然了，他要自己承担这个责任了。
Because in a way it comes in a surprising way, and Moses just died.
所以上帝知道他的心情，所以上帝一直不断的来鼓励他，安慰他。
And God also understand how he feels, and God continued to encourage him.
一直告诉他不要惧怕，不要惊慌，要刚强壮胆。
So do not be afraid. You must take heart.
一直不断的重复。
And God repeated that at least three times.
那耶稣亚就按照神的吩咐，准备要来带领全民众来过这个约旦河。
So Joshua, obeying God, he prepared himself to lead the people into the promised land.
要迈进这个新的境界了。
And to enter into this new territory.
在这个关要的关头呢，这个紧要的关头呢，上帝就启示耶稣亚一个非常关键性的行事的原则。
And at this very critical moment, God taught Joshua a very critical principle.
他说，要跟着月柜走。
You must follow the ark.
就能够知道所当行的路。
Then you will know the path that you should go.
因为这条路是你们从来没有走过的。
Because it's a path that you have never tread upon.
然后我们知道上帝就加了一些细节，说你们要距离这个月柜多远多远。
And God gave them some details, the distance that they must keep between themselves and the ark.
你们要自己洁净自己。
You must cleanse yourself, sanctify yourself.
要让这个月柜走在你们前面。
You must allow the ark to go before you.
等等，这个。让他们来知道怎么做。
So to give them the whole procedure.
所以他们就这样的很顺利的就进入啊，虽然经过很多的打仗，但是很顺利，最后还是得地为业了。
Even though they are going through a lot of wars, and yet in a way we can say that they smoothly enter into the promised land.
那讲到这里，可能我们中间有人就会想说，哎呀，当时耶稣亚的时代，他们有月柜哎。
Maybe some of you will say, well, during their time, they have the ark.
月柜走到哪里，我们就跟着走。
Wherever the ark went, then we just follow.
但是今天没有月柜，我们要跟谁呢？
Today, we do not have the ark. What are you going to follow?
所以今天我就要跟大家来从这一方面一直来思想。
So let us think through from this perspective.
我就找到新约圣经里面有一个故事，跟耶稣亚当时的情况好像非常的相似。
And then I found out that in the New Testament there's an incident which is very similar to the situation of Joshua.
这些耶稣的门徒过去三年跟着耶稣到处走。
And these disciples of Jesus Christ, they followed Christ for more than 3 years.
他们到处去传道、赶鬼、治病等等。
So they have been proclaiming the message. They have been driving out demons.
虽然很多攻击、很多挑战，但是大小事都耶稣来负责任。
Okay. Even though they have to go through a lot of things, but Jesus Christ is there.
他们经过三年的培训呢，磨练呢，失败、受责备、成长，最后他们浩浩荡荡的凯旋进入耶路撒冷了。
In a way, we can also say that being trained by Jesus Christ for those 3 years, they are able to enter in Jerusalem in a new way.
所以全城的人都出来欢迎他们。
So the whole city came out to welcome them.
这些门徒的心里，我相信也非常的兴奋。
And I'm very sure that these disciples, they are also very excited.
他们就知道，他们就即将就要站在大舞台上了。
Because they are going to be there right up on the platform.
在荧光灯下众人的面前，要看耶稣带领犹太人跨进一个新的时代了。
And they are expecting that Jesus Christ is going to lead his people into a new age.
当然，这也意味着他们要每一个门徒都要做大官了。
And maybe the disciples they are expecting, you know, to have big roles there.
在这个关键的时刻，圣经说耶稣死了。
And yet at this very moment, Jesus died.
所以我们看到跟耶稣来那个时候很相似，对不对
？So in a way, it is very similar to the situation of Joshua.
他们依靠没有了。
Nobody to rely upon.
这条路要继续走下去还不要呢
？Will they continue on this pathway or not？
这些门徒发现他们必须独当一面的，没有耶稣的带领下面，他们要跨进这个新领域。
And yet the disciples are faced with the crisis that without Jesus Christ among them, they still have to go into new territory.
所以我相信他们的心情跟当时耶稣要的心情，我们可以想象。
I'm very sure that how they feel is probably very similar to how Joshua felt when Moses died.
我们看到主耶稣复活的时候，他一件很重要的事情，他就是吩咐天使来告诉这些来探墓的这些妇人说，一定要去什么叫这些门徒我的弟兄到加利利来见我。
So even when Christ was resurrected, through the angels, they instructed the women to tell the disciples to meet him in Galilee.
但是因为注意到耶稣还是不放心。
And yet, you know, Jesus still has maybe some anxiety.
那耶稣还自己向这些妇人来，妇女来显现，再重复一遍，告诉他要这些门徒，这些他的弟兄来
进加利利看他。Have to reveal to these women and instruct them again about the disciples coming to meet him at Galilee.
所以可见这个耶稣跟这些门徒的会，这一次的会面是非常非常重要的。
So it is very important for this meeting of Jesus with the disciples after the resurrection.
甚至是一个关键性，一个服事门徒服事这个转捩点。
In a way, it is also the turning point of the disciples in serving Jesus Christ.
因为他们就已经开始要踏进这个新领域了。
Because they are already at that border.Crossing into the new territory.
所以我们看到果然不出所料，他们跟耶稣见面的时候，耶稣就那个时候就向他们颁布这个大使命。
And so as expected, we can see that as Jesus met them, Jesus gave them the great commission.
这些门徒就开始从事历史上最伟大的这个宣教的行动。
And we can say that the disciples begin this mission work.In the world.
但是我要大家注意的是，刚刚我们主席帮我们读的那两节的经文。
And even as we look at those two verses which we have just read a while ago,
我们会发现，其实两节经文是非常关键性的，就是让这些门徒经过耶稣的一个考验考试之后，能够及格，耶稣才愿意把这个大使命来颁布给他们。
Anyway.It shows that these disciples they must have passed the test that Jesus has given to them. Then Jesus would give this great commission to them.
其实他们所做的这里两节的经文所做的，其实他们是模仿耶稣自己的榜样。
In a way, in these two verses, we can see that they follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
那这两节经文我发现很奇怪的，跟十四章就是马太十四章那个耶稣在海面上在水面上行走这个故事。好像这两个地方的经文呢是息息相关的。
And I personally feel that this is closely related to Matthew 14, wherein Jesus walked on water.
所以我们会不断的回去去参考那个是马太福音十四章那个故事。
Maybe we should go back and on your own, try to read Matthew chapter 14.
好，我们现在看第十六章的上半节。
And even as we look at Chapter 16?
No, chapter 14, verse 16.
Chapter 14.
No, I'm sorry, 28. Matthew 28, verse 16.
Yeah, 28, verse 16. Yeah.
11个门徒往加利利去。
So these 11 disciples, they went toward Galilee.
那这告诉我们什么？
What is it telling us?
这是告诉我们，我们必须要，我们必须要完全的顺服上帝。
We must fully be obedient to our God.
我们也必须完全的顺服上帝的旨意。
We must fully be obedient to God's will.
从约翰福音二十一章，我们可以看到，他们虽然真的有听从耶稣的吩咐，他们真的去加利利了。
In John 21, yes, they have obeyed Jesus. They went to Galilee.
但是你会注意到，耶稣要他们上山去见他，他们却是下海去钓鱼。
Where Jesus asked them to come to the mountain, and yet they went to fish in the lake.
因为打鱼是他们的本行，是一个很熟悉的一个情境。
Because that is their original work before or profession.
他们知道，如果上山去见耶稣，肯定是有一些新的事情要他们做。
I think they must have guessed that going up the mountain, there must be something new for them.
所以他们不敢去，不要去。
And they are afraid to go to the mountains.
所以看起来好像很听话，他们真的去到加利利，但是其实没有完全的顺服。
And even though they went to Galilee, but probably in their heart, they have not fully obeyed Jesus Christ.
最后他们还是，虽然自己好像不大愿意，他们还是顺服下来，真的就到山上去见耶稣。
However, at the end, even reluctantly, they came to the mountain.
这个是他们从耶稣学来的。
And in a way, they learned this from Jesus Christ.
记得耶稣最后在客西马尼园的时候，有一件事他很不愿意做的。
We know that at the Garden of Gethsemane, in a way, there is something that Jesus would, you know, if possible, be passed.
他告诉这些门徒说，我心里非常的忧伤，几乎要死了。
The Lord tells the disciples, you know, my heart is very heavy and near to death.
然后他跪下祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这个杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And even as he prayed, he said that, Father, if possible, let this cup pass away from me.
两次这样求。
He asked it twice.
所以我们就知道耶稣其实不愿意做的，还是愿意顺服上帝。
And in a way, we can say that Jesus is obedient till death.
所以我们看到这些门徒也学会了，虽然不愿意，他最后还是上山去见耶稣。
In a way, maybe we can also say that the disciples, even though reluctantly, they also are obey Jesus Christ.
我们最近就是上个礼拜，我们是小组，我们去短宣。
Last week, our small group, during our short-term mission.
我相信我们好多组都差不多。那个期间我们都分组不同的小组去不同的地方去宣教。
And all of us, we in different groups, we went to different places for this exposure.
那有的小组他们是在大明市这一带比较熟悉的地方来宣教。
For some, they are around Metro Manila, a more familiar place.
对于我们来说，我们这些学生，我们这些学生呢，他们是第一次做这个跨文化的宣教。
For our group, in a way, it's the first time a taste of cross-cultural experience.
因为当地的人只会英文跟菲律宾话，有我们的同学都只会讲普通话。
Because our audience, they can only speak the local language or English, and our students, they can only speak Chinese.
所以在语言上有很多的这个困难。
In a way, there are many hindrances in terms of language.
而且呢，在一个礼拜当中，很多很多想不到的事情状况会发生。
And during that week, there are also many unexpected things that happen.
有的时候临时这个聚会的方式变更，我们就没有办法按照自己的想法、自己的所准备的去做。
Sometimes, you know, a meeting just changed in style, and so we cannot do it the way that we have planned.
我就开始觉察到我们的这些学生中间，有些人就开始不大愿意配合。
So sometimes I feel that some of our members, they are very reluctant to, you know, harmonize.
就好像不大愿意，当地教会的安排或是变更，就想用自己的原来所准备的去主持去讲。
And they, in a way, they would like to insist on doing what the, their own way.
但是我发现他们最后还是顺服下来，还是配合得很好。
However, I found out that even at the end, they are still obedient.
所以结果神大大的祝福，让教会的弟兄姊妹都得到很好的造就。
So, the Lord blessed ministry, and people are being edified.
当地的教会也非常欣赏我们的配合。
And the churches also admire the way that we work together with them.
对我们很好的印象。
And they have a very, very good impression of our members.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得，我们当每一次在面临这个新境界的时候，我们最主要第一件事就是要完全的顺服上帝的旨意。
So let us remember that even as we enter a new territory, the first important principle that we must fully obey God's will.
那第二件就是要维持稳定的祷告生活。
Secondly, we must maintain our regular devotional life.
第十六节的下半节说，到了耶稣约定的山上。
So in verse 16,it says that when they have reached the place where Jesus has appointed,
是一个山上。
It's a mountain.
耶稣并没有告诉他们这个山叫什么名。
In a way, the name of the mountain was not mentioned.
甚至可能这个山也没有名。
Or maybe the mountain itself doesn't have a name.
但是肯定这个山是他们门徒很熟悉的地方。
But I think it's a very familiar mountain.For the disciples.
不然耶稣说到山上见面的时候，他们要到哪一个山上呢？
Otherwise, you know, when Jesus said, "Come up to the mountain," which mountain will they go?
所以他们经常在这个地方跟耶稣一起。
So they must be, they must have spent time together with Jesus on this mountain before.
耶稣常常带他们到这个山上来祷告。
Or Jesus has led them to this mountain to pray on many occasions.
我们注意到。当圣经每一次提到在山上见面的时候，就有重要的事情要发生。
And many times when the Bible talk about, you know, meeting in the mountain, there are important things that happen.
上帝在西乃山跟摩西见面的时候，会面的时候就颁布那个十诫给他。
When God met Moses at Mount Sinai, then God gave him the law.
耶稣彻夜在山上祷告，然后才拣选十二个门徒。
And Jesus prayed throughout the night.Before he appointed the 12 apostles.
耶稣在山上来颁布登山宝训，来揭示天国的国度宪章。
And Jesus also preached in a way on the mountain and what we call as the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在山上改变形象，来揭发他自己的神性。
And Jesus was transformed on the mountain to show his deity.
最重要的，让我们就是刚刚我说的。我们去参考马太十四章 那段故事的时候，你会知道哈，在二十三节哈，十四章二十三节说，散了众人之后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
And even in Matthew chapter 14, which I've referred to a while ago, we'll see that Jesus Christ, after that he has sent away the crowd, he himself alone went to the mountain to pray.
所以我们看到耶稣自己。有在山上祷告的习惯。
So in a way we can see this habit of Jesus praying in the mountains.
而且是长时间的祷告。
And it's long prayers.
我记得我们在短宣的期间说我们的行程排得非常的紧凑。
I remember that in our mission exposure trip, our schedule is really tight.
每一天几乎没什么时间可以休息的。
In a way, every day we do not have a lot of time to rest.
因为早上他们学校六点四十五分就要接我们去学校。
Because early as early as 6:45 we have to go to the school.
所以我们就提早每一天早上六点就一起在那里来灵修，一起灵修祷告。
So every morning at 6, we have our group devotion.
虽然身体有时候真的是很疲乏，但是我们还是坚持到底。
Even though we could be very tired physically, but we persevered.
因为我们知道这段时间是最宝贵的，这个时段是供应我们整一天服事的能力。
Because we know that this time is very precious because it's going to strengthen us so that we can minister for the whole day.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你
我想请问大家，就是你有没有这个跟耶稣约会的一个地方
？So I'd like to toss this to everybody. Every day, you know, do we have this meeting with Jesus Christ? It's very precious time.
这个山可能是你的寝室。
Maybe it's your this mountain could be your bedroom.
可能是在天堂天台上。
Or maybe it could be in the penthouse.
可能是
heaven.
可能是我们这个院子里面的一个角落。
Or it can be a nook here somewhere in our campus.
这是一个非常重要的地方。
It's a very important place and time.
你要天天在那里跟耶稣约会。
Every day, we must have this appointment with Jesus Christ.
记得。特别是当你要跨进一个新领域的时候，一定要维持这个好的约会。
Especially when we are going into a new territory, we must persevere and maintain this close relationship with Jesus Christ.
特别我们这三年级的学生，在几个月里面就要跨进一个新领域。
For our graduating students, after a few months, you will be entering into new territories.
不管可能你们会回去你们的老家、你们的教会。但是我告诉你，那个肯定是一个新的挑战。
Even though you might be returning to your own hometown, but still, it is a new challenge.
因为你回去，人家对你的期待又不一样了。
Because people will have different expectations from you.
所以记得，在这个面临这个新境界的时候，一定要好好在山上也跟耶稣来会面。
So in order to face up to this new territory,we must persevere in our meeting with Jesus Christ on the mountain.
好，我们来看第三点，就是他们见了耶稣就拜他，第十七节的上半节。
And thirdly, we see that when they met Jesus, then immediately they worship him.
这就告诉我们，叫凡事上要认定上帝的主权。
And the way we can say this principle is that in everything we must recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ.
过去这三年来，他们只拜过耶稣一次。
In a way, according to the records of the gospel, this is the first time or the one time that they worship Jesus.
他们拜耶稣的时候，刚好就是我们说的十四章那边。十四章的时候
in chapter 14. So in chapter 14, there's also that other time when they worship Jesus.
所以我才说。这个是二十八章十六节、十七节跟十四章息息相关的。
And that's why I feel that there is a strong relationship between these two passages.
当时耶稣在海面上行走的时候，他们看到，他们就承认说：“你是真的是上帝的儿子。”他们就拜他。
So even as they witness how Jesus walked on the water, they recognize the deity and the lordship of Jesus Christ.
所以这次他们来到山上。见耶稣的时候，马上又拜耶稣。
And this time, when they met Jesus on the mountain after his resurrection, they also worship him.
归拜是认定他的主权。
When we fell down and to worship him, that is acknowledging his lordship.
我们也看到这个，他们是从耶稣学来的。
In a way, we can say that they learned this from Jesus Christ.
记得当撒旦在试探耶稣的时候，让他看到世界荣华会富贵，要耶稣跪拜的时候，耶稣不行。
And even as we see how Satan tempted Jesus to worship him after seeing all the whole world, Jesus refused to worship Satan.
很可惜，就是我们很多基督徒，甚至我们有些传道人他们有自己的一些偶像在拜。
And yet, it's a pity.Sometimes Christians or even pastors, we have our idols which we worship.
有时候在挑选或者在决定哪一个事工的时候，会看哪一个待遇好一点。
Sometimes in determining which ministry we are going to take, sometimes we make our decision based on the financial status.
就是心里面有金钱的偶像。
Maybe it's because we have that money as our idol.
有些传道人，他们挑选的事工是会让自己能够好好表现的，能够让自己成名的，能够让大家认识他的。
Or maybe you choose a ministry because that's how people will recognize you.
就把这个名誉，把这个声望，成为他的偶像。
Maybe this name, this position, it becomes our idol.
求主帮助我们，让我们
把所有的主权都交给上帝。
I pray that all of us, we will submit our lordship to Jesus Christ alone.
在短暂的时间，我们要到一个华人的学校去教中文。
In our short mission trip, every day we have to teach Chinese in a Christian school.
我们花很多时间准备很多材料要去教。
Actually, we use a lot of time preparing to teach them some of these materials.
但是很可惜，第一天上课的时候，我们才发现交通这个罢工，没有公车就没有学校。
And yet on the first day, we found that there's a strike, a transportation strike, and we cannot go to the school.
我们还是不放过这个机会。
But we're not willing to give up.
我们是一个人，八个学生，三个老师，我们一起再回去，再去那个学校。我们还是仍然去，我们就坐车去。我们自己私家车，不是公车。
So we found another mode of transportation to go to these schools.
然后呢，我们就一个一个，这个中学的课室一个一个进去，然后我们围绕在每一个课室上，我们把主权交给神。
And in a way, we walk through all the classrooms, we pray together, and we commit it to the Lord.
当我们把那个教室围绕起来的时候，我们把每一个学生都交在耶稣的主权下。
And we commit every student to the Lord as we gathered around to pray.
所以我们看到那个成果是非常非常的明显的。
And at the end, we will see that the result is really from the Lord.
在两三天里面，我们这个跟这些学生就打成一片，他们就很喜欢我们。
Even in those short two or three days,the student and we have a very good relationship.
本来想大概没有什么时间可以向他们传福音，结果每一个学生都，我们这八个学生都有机会向他们传福音。
So at first we thought there will not be a lot of time to share the gospel with them, but at the end all of our members are able to share with the students.
甚至他们当地的那些老师，他们都在场，他们非常的欣赏我们的做法。
And so even their own teachers.They are very appreciative of our efforts.
要知道他们是专业老师，我们这些不是专业老师哈。
Because you know the teachers, they are professional teachers, but our students, we are not professional Chinese teachers.
但是他们这些老师都告诉我们说，他们希望能够学习我们的做法。
But they are saying that they like to emulate what we are doing.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你把主权交给上帝的时候，做出来的成果不是我们的成果，是上帝的成果。
So even as we submit our lordship to Jesus Christ, we see that the result is not ours, but it is the Lord given.
好，最后我们来看第四点。第四点很奇怪的，就是说，然而还有人疑惑。
And fourthly, we notice something very surprising here, because it says that some still doubted.
所以你可能会奇怪，既然要疑惑，为什么还要去上山去跟耶稣见面？
If there is doubt, then how come they are still up here in the mountain?
可见他们的疑惑不是对耶稣有所疑惑。
I guess that their doubt is not about Jesus Christ.
是他们对自己有所疑惑。
Maybe it's that they doubted about their own.
那这个字的原文哈，这个疑惑原文哈，这个很奇妙，就是跟第十四章记载的同一个字。全本圣经只有这两处记载同这个字。
And the word that is used for doubt here is exactly the same word used in chapter 14, and it's only used in these two occasions.
当这个彼得在水面上学耶稣在走路的时候呢，他因为看到大风，他就惧怕，他就沉下去。
So even as Peter followed Jesus Christ to walk on the water andHe began to sink because he lost faith.
那耶稣就用这个字说他，说你这个小信的人为什么疑惑呢？
And therefore Jesus rebuked him and say, "You have little faith. How come you doubted?"
他不可能对耶稣有疑惑，对耶稣有疑惑，他就不敢下水。
I think he is not doubting about Jesus Christ because if he doubted about Jesus Christ, he would not have followed him in the water.
但是他看到大风的时候，他发现自己其实是一个人，怎么有可能在水面上行走？他就疑惑了。
And maybe because facing those big waves, and he feels that he's so small, and how can he take this challenge? And he doubted.
所以
同样的，在二十八章同样讲到这个字的时候，我们就知道，其实这些门徒是对自己的能力有所疑惑。
So, in the same way, in chapter 28, when Matthew said that they doubted, it's also about the fact that they are doubtful about their own abilities.
所以这个就告诉我们一件，就是要，其实我们要按照我们的本相，很坦诚的来到主的面前。
In a way, we can just come as we are before the Lord Jesus.
虽然他们这些门徒对过去的失败，他们对自己的能力，他们有所疑惑，但是他们最后还是愿意来到主的面前。
Even though they have failed before, or maybe they underestimate their own selves, and yet they come before the Lord Jesus.
上帝不需要一些完全的人。
God is expecting perfect people to come to Him.
上帝要一些不完全的人。愿意照本相来到他面前。
But God would like those who are imperfect and yet they are willing to come as they are before the Lord.
当我们坦诚来到主面前的时候，他就要使用我们。
If we come sincerely before the Lord, I'm very sure the Lord will use you.
他要把我们的软弱变成刚强。
And He will turn our weakness into strength.
所以我们在这一次的短宣里面，我们 也 真正的体验到这一点。
And in our mission exposure trip, we also experienced this.
我们体验到就是我们的软弱，我们的不足，对自己能力的疑惑等等。但是在主的光照你下面，我们仍然能够体验到上帝的恩典。
Yes, indeed, we may be doubtful about our efforts and the things that we can do.But at the end, anyway, we see how the Lord continues to use us and work through us.
所以你看，在这四件事情上，他们学会了，他们经过耶稣的考验，这个及格了，耶稣就马上就颁布这个大使命给他们。
So in a way, we can say that even as they pass this test that Jesus Christ has given to them, then Jesus commit to them their great commission.
希望这两节的经文让我们这些要出去、要跨进新领域的人，我们好好来学习。
And I pray that these two verses.Will be especially helpful for all of, for us who are graduating and we are going out to for new territory.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
现在天父，我们再一次感谢你，借着这两节的经文来提醒我们，来教导我们，让我们知道我们面临新领域的时候，我们要完全顺服上帝的旨意。我们要自己每一天有维持一个稳定的祷告生活。我们在凡事上要认定。上帝的主权，我们也要按照自己的本相坦然无惧的能够坦诚的来到主的面前，支取主你的力量。感谢你，听我们祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。